KBND Radio News Time, 12:05. Good afternoon. It's Wednesday. Welcome to the new news. Midweek, midday. I'm Dave Jarvis. Here's Kelly Blyer.
Thanks so much, Dave. Oregon State Public Health Laboratory has confirmed a second case of meningococcal disease in a Deschutes County resident. This is the fourth confirmed case of meningococcal disease in Central Oregon within 1 month. Health officials say in this latest case, it's an entirely different strain, so that means there is no connection to the previous three cases. People close to this person have been contacted, and preventive antibiotics have been recommended to decrease the chance of developing the illness and transmission to others. In other news, the Ben Lapine School Board room is sure to be a busy place over the next couple of months. 1110 KBND's Dave Adams tells us why.
First, it was disagreement over redrawing the middle school boundaries. Now it's over class periods. More than 70 people showed up at last night's school board meeting. Half of those were students. Jackson Ward is from Summit High School.
Ultimately, we are the ones being affected. So if we are not being looked to as the chief concern of this, what are we really accomplishing in creating a better school system?
Ward says right now classes have an hour and 17 minutes for PE and labs in a block schedule. The new seven-period schedule will mean shortened instruction time, and he is concerned students will have to do more homework. Parent Renee McGain had several questions for the board.
Why is it okay to make sweeping changes without the input from the parents, the teachers, the students, and the community?
Superintendent Ron Wilkinson says the district is facing a $16 million budget shortfall, and a seven-period schedule will stretch teachers' schedules and keep class sizes at 35 students. Dave Adams, 1110 KBND Radio News.
More than 50 parents and students came out to express concern over schedule changes at the high school at last night's Ben Lapine School Board meeting. The board is considering that seven-period schedule where students will meet in classes every day for a shorter period of time. School board member Nori Juba says he sees why they're considering it.
The argument for the seven-period schedule is that it will allow the high schools to keep class sizes virtually the same as it is today. We are going to have, you know, staff reduction in the high schools, and if we don't change the schedule, then class sizes will become larger. So it basically allows the district to use, you know, the resources, the teachers, and the class time we have more efficiently than we currently do.
Superintendent Ron Wilkinson will make the final decision on whether to approve the seven-period class schedule. He's expected to make a decision in the next couple of weeks. And Deschutes County residents got their first look at the inside of the county's new $7 million 911 dispatch center yesterday. It is five times the size of the county's former center and currently features 20 dispatch consoles instead of 11 that were in the old building. The new state-of-the-art building includes bolt-in walls, which can be moved to change how space inside the building is used. For more details on these stories, go to kbnd.com. I'm Kelly Blyer, News Talk 1110, KBND.